Since 1981, Justin has been producing world-class Bordeaux-style wines from Paso Robles on the California Central Coast. As a pioneer of the region, Justin Wines helped put Paso Robles on the winemaking map. The Justin team believes the wine should be exceptional in every aspect, which is why they use boutique winemaking practices like hand harvesting and hand sorting. With a rich history of accolades, Justin is proud to produce exceptional wines and hold the title of America's number one luxury Cabernet. Whether you're a first-time wine drinker or a seasoned aficionado, Justin has the perfect wine for every occasion. Visit justinwine.com and enter promo code PLAYBOOK20 for 20% off your order. Justin Wines also makes the perfect holiday gifts for clients, colleagues, friends, or family. Don't miss out. Visit justinwine.com and use the promo code PLAYBOOK20 for 20% off for a limited time. Welcome to Office Hours. I'm David Meltzer, and I'm here with the limitless co-host that I have, Chris Gardner. That's Big D right next to him, and Rick Jordan on the anchor. And we, speaking of limitless, have the icon of limitless, the amazing Jim Quick, the founder of Quick Brain Universe, and he is the number one brain performance, not only podcast, but expert in the world. Welcome, my friend, to Office Hours.
Yeah, it's good to be here with all of you. Thanks for having me.
It's a blessing to have you with all the opportunities, options, and touches of favor in your life. So many things going on in your personal and professional life that just serves blessings, not only to you, but to our universe. What are you prioritizing today, Jim, with all the different things that you have going on?
Yeah. So every morning I wake up, I think of like three things personally, three things professionally to focus on. And that's, I think the most important things to keep the most important things, if that kind of makes sense. Everybody has runaway to-do lists. Yeah, no doubt. So it's not even just about time management. It's really about mind management. You know, it's about priority management, as you said. And so it's the things that light me up. I think a lot of people are burnt out, not because they're doing too much. I think a lot of us are burnt out because we're doing too little of the things that really matter, that nourish us, that kind of that light our fire. And that's my focus. You know, a lot of it is on impact, personal contribution. You know, and I feel like that the world's a little bit of a brighter place because I was here, and that kind of guides me throughout the day. Yeah.
Prioritization is the antidote to procrastination and feeling overwhelmed. Mm. Nobody prioritizes better than you, my friend.
Mm. Well, you know, I've got one question for you, Jim. I'm spending most of my time right now with young people in public education. And I got to tell you, the number one question that I'm getting from young people is, did you ever feel like you just wanted to quit? So this whole idea of mental health and wellness and well-being when young people, give me something that I can hopefully use the next time a young person asks me, did I ever feel like I just wanted to quit?
Wow. And that's a big one. I feel that way on a regular. I think it's normal. And when it comes to mental health, I think good mental health starts with good brain health. I believe that if we're persistent, we can achieve it. But if we're consistent, then we get to keep it. And so my advice for anybody who's on that kind of brink where they're playing and practicing at the kind of their edge, I think life is difficult for one of two reasons. Either you're leaving your comfort zone, life gets difficult, or life is difficult because you're staying in your comfort zone, then life gets kind of difficult also. But the consistency is so important. So my focus is little by little, a little becomes a lot. So even if people feel overwhelmed, they feel confused, they feel very intimidated by whatever situation that they're dealing with, just taking a small, simple step, right? Because inch by inch, it's a cinch. Yard by yard, it's often just too hard, right? We have these goals or these aspirations. And my question that I ask myself when I feel a little bit like, oh man, I don't know if I could bear through this, is what is the tiniest action I could take right now that will give me progress towards this goal where I can fail? You know, so let's say it's just like, hey, I can't get myself to work out today. What's a tiny action I could take? Maybe it's like putting on my running shoes, or, you know, leaders or readers, you read to succeed. And maybe that's, you know, doing your study that day is too hard for that, for those kids. Maybe opening up the book or reading one line in the book, right? If you want to, like, we have our own podcast. We had a biological dentist on talking about oral hygiene and good for your brain health. And if you can't get yourself to floss, get yourself to floss one tooth, or get your kids to floss one tooth, because nobody's going to stop at one. You know, that way you could create some kind of consistency, some form of momentum. So it's totally normal to feel like, I mean, part of self-care is also self-love, right? Like looking in the mirror and seeing that person reflected back and just, you know, pouring some respect into that person who's been through so much, but is still standing, right? Amen.
My answer to those young people, everything that you just said, you just confirmed my answer. My answer is take another baby step. Because baby steps count too. Thank you for that.
Yeah. No, thank you. I mean, that's key to your health. It's key to happiness, right? Baby steps. No doubt.
What's up, David Williams?
All right. Hey, Jim, how are you? Little fun fact, me, Jim, and Dave are actually Guinness World Record holders. So Jim was gracious enough to speak at our event. We broke a Guinness World Record for the most amount of kids and parents to learn about financial literacy together. And my question's along those lines. You know, what's the one thing in life maybe you had to learn the hard way, Jim, through the school of the hard knocks? It wasn't taught in school, that you wish they were teaching our kids in the education system today?
So it was an honor. I have the plaque here in my office. I'd show it. It's kind of stuck to the wall, but that was congratulations on that. That was real proud to be part of. Just like financial literacy, in terms of what that record was, is not taught in school. I think one of the most important subjects is learning how to learn. You know, I always thought it was interesting. After I had my traumatic brain injury at age 5, I had learning difficulties. I was put in special education. I would have these migraines every day. It took me 3 years longer to learn how to read. And that was very embarrassing. Really kind of wreaks havoc on your self-esteem, your own personal confidence. But I always thought it was interesting in school, they teach you what to learn, like math and history and science. But there are zero classes on how to learn, right? There's no class on focus or memory. And like going to a kid and saying, study this or concentrate. That's like going to somebody saying, play the ukulele, who's never had a class on how to do that. So I think one of the most important skills to master in the 21st century is learning how to learn, because today knowledge is not only power, knowledge is profit. And the faster you can learn, the faster you can earn. When you could focus, you could concentrate, you could remember and understand, you could read faster, implement. You could write your own ticket, because you could apply that towards everything: money, management, marketing, martial arts, music, Mandarin. Everything gets easier. So I think an individual's ability to learn rapidly and translate that learning into action is the ultimate competitive advantage today in today's knowledge economy.
No, I love that. And it was actually one of my biggest takeaways, like in your book, Limitless, there is just your concept of neuroplasticity. And a lot of people don't realize that they got the power to rewire, reframe their brain to really serve them the way they want to be served in life. And it's a powerful thing. Highly recommend anybody pick up the book, Limitless.
No doubt.
Thank you.
In that idea of learning to learn, it also.
Yeah. Your brain is, you guys know this, your brain is your number one wealth building asset that we have. It just doesn't come with an owner's manual and it's not user friendly. People see me on social media, I'm always pointing to my brain. I always have a brain on my shirt, because I just remind people what we see, we take care of. You see your car, your skin, your clothes, because you know when it's getting, it's degrading or it's just not up to par, but you don't see the thing that controls everything. So I just want to remind everyone who's listening, just like, know your brain, trust your brain, love your brain, and most importantly, use your brain.
I always thought it was my looks.
Yeah. For you,
now
for sure.
I don't laugh again. You see that? But the habit machine is something that.
That means I you need to get a new optometrist.
Or my wife does. But, you know, in that realm of learning to learn is the habit machine, because we talked about consistency and the ability to retain and to sustain our abilities through the consistent behavior and pursuit of our potential. I've always developed a habit machine. At my time, it's learning to learn. It's like, okay, I want to be able to implement this. Mm-hmm. I just put it into the mechanisms of daily practices that create a habit machine. It's the same philosophy of learning to learning. Learning to learn. Incredible anchorman, Rick Jordan. I know you're dying to ask the last question.
Sure am. Hey, Jim, what's shaking? How you doing, bud?
How's it going, Rick? How you doing?
Good, man. I got you to smile too. I like that. Yeah.
That was our goal. Everybody's winning money over here.
That's been the bet amongst us. It's like, who can make you smile? You know,
yes. You need more happiness.
Yeah, everybody does.
Yeah.
And that's a man right there.
Yep. It's a pursuit for sure.
Imagine starting a small business, your first customer, your first hire, your first real paycheck. It's an exciting time, but also a little scary. That's where JustWorks comes in. As an all-in-one platform, JustWorks supports small business growth by providing seamless tools for benefits, payroll, HR, and compliance, all with transparent pricing. Running payroll is now painless. You can complete it in 90 seconds or less and automate payments. So it's as simple as set it and forget it. In 2023 alone, JustWorks processed over 25.6 billion in trusted payroll for its customers. And you won't have to worry about paperwork. They handle payroll, tax documents, and reporting to ensure compliance. Visit justworks.com/podcast to join thousands of small businesses that trust JustWorks to manage payroll, benefits, compliance, and more. That's justworks.com/podcast.
I had the pleasure a couple times of hanging out with Dave Asprey, who I know you know. And you know, there was one thing that he did that changed my life. So my question is more so focused on your brain and nutrition. You know, what helps, what subtracts, you know, because a grass-fed butter thing for me, you know, or saturated fats in the morning, I swear I did it for a different reason, you know, for a medical thing I had with a gallbladder. But then as soon as I talked with him, like, dude, you changed my life. Not just for this, but it's like supercharges my brain every single morning. So when Dave's talking about consistency, even when I'm traveling like this, like, hey, can you cook my omelet in butter in the kitchen instead of oil? You know, so what have you seen that can help supercharge your brain, jumpstart you in the morning? What also have you seen that hurts it?
Yeah, going to habits, I think first we create our habits, then our habits create us, you know, back. We create our habits of whatever, exercise, meditation, study, reading, you know, being around happy people. And then those habits create us back. Definitely around diet, what you eat matters, especially for your gray matter. We have a whole chapter dedicated to something called neuronutrition. And it's basically your brain is 2% of your body mass, but requires 20% of the nutrients. And it's not the same nutrients as the rest of your body. It's an energy hog. It uses up so much energy. People could probably feel that as they hit like certain times of the day where they feel like they have more mental fatigue or brain fog. So I always prefer people get their nutrients from food. But if they can't, certainly supplementation. Like if you're not getting your eggs, the choline in eggs is very powerful. It's a precursor for acetylcholine, which is a neurotransmitter that helps support memory and cognitive function and performance. But you can supplement in with choline. If you're not getting your wild salmon or sardines, those fatty acids, the omega-3s, DHA is really good for the brain. So you might need to supplement in that with that also. It's an important structural component of the brain. Plays a key role in memory and brain function. B vitamins, magnesium, and then there's this whole area of nootropics that we talk about in the updated version of the book. You know, these are substances that can enhance cognitive performance, particularly executive function like memory, creativity, improve your motivation. Things like ashwagandha, which is an adaptogenic herb, which improves mental and physical resilience. I mean, who doesn't need more of that? We talk about a whole coffee fruit extract, which is the byproduct of the coffee plant. So it's not used to make the actual coffee with the bean, but it's a very powerful antioxidant, powerful impact on cognitive function. When we're talking about energy, there's something called a nootropic called phosphatidylserine, which is a phospholipid, which is an integral part of your brain cell membrane. Bacopa, L-theanine, rhodiola, probably one of my favorites go-to is a workout supplement for forever. It's creatine. You know, this is a substance naturally produced by our bodies. It's predominantly found in meat and fish. It plays a crucial role in energy metabolism. So like 5 grams of that, it not only is it great for your workout, but it improves cognitive function, especially in tasks that require short-term memory and quick thinking. It's great for your mitochondria to generate mental energy. So many great resources out there. We actually update this regularly. If people go to brainnutrition.com, they can get like a full, all the human studies and some of my favorite brain supplements that will energize you and help you focus and study better throughout the day.
Brother, you're speaking my language. Thank you. I'm going to that site right after this.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, there's a lot of that stuff I do already, you know, but some of it I'm like, I've never heard of. There was one that's not L-theanine, but there was something else. I'm like, man, that sounds phenomenal.
You know what he never heard of? Sardines. You and I, the only people in this room, on this set, that have eaten sardines.
On your Caesar salad.
Exactly. No. That's how I know I don't know. Oh, you're talking straight up?
Straight up.
This month, I actually hit 1 year on the carnivore diet, doing probably 9-10 eggs every morning, pound of grass-fed beef for lunch. And it's made like tremendous leaps and bounds in my mental clarity and focus.
What gave me mental clarity and focus is that book sitting behind him, that Limitless Expanded Edition, allowing us to expand our own self-image, utilizing the most powerful muscle that we are born with, the brain. And there's so many different ways to feed it nutritionally, emotionally, spiritually, and even physically. And Jim Quick's leading the way. He will teach us how to learn, and also how to learn to utilize the most powerful muscle that we've been blessed with. Speaking of blessings, Jim, every time I get to see you, every time I see your smile, it's a blessing. You and I, you complete me, my friend. You and I have such differences in our personalities, but we have a shared vibration and frequency, and it's so nice to know that we're all in the same neighborhood. I cannot wait to see you next. Keep on doing what you're doing. You're changing the world. Incredible Jim Quick. Limitless Expanded Edition. Go to his website as well. He has so many free resources to change your life. Jim Quick, thanks for joining us on Office Hours.